Welcome to The Millennial Wave. This is Rachel Kayleen, entrepreneur and millennial leader. If you aren't familiar with The Millennial Wave, our mission is to be a voice for the millennial generation. So we're constantly collaborating with new guests to help give our audience the guidance and raw knowledge needed to spark ideas and accomplish their goals. Again, if you've been here before, welcome back. If you're new here, thank you for coming on. And if you do get value, all we ask is that you give us a rating and a review to be able to share with us how much you enjoy listening to this podcast. All right, guys, so let's hop into it. Hey guys, what is going on? We just had a laughing session, so excuse the pitch of my voice. Today is episode 34. If you don't already know, I'm Rachel Kayleen, and this is The Millennial Wave. Okay? Today I have with me the one, the only, the guy, all the way from the Black Sea, all the way from Russia, Bodies by Vlad.
Woo! Body by Vlad, yeah. Not bodies. Body.
Damn it. No, his Instagram handle is Body by Vlad. But have you noticed, like, a lot of fitness people, well, if they're, like, personal trainers, they're like, oh, bodies by. Bodies by. Because it's not just one body. It's like you got lots of bodies. Because you got a lot of clients.
A lot of clients, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
I should rename my business Bodies by Vlad.
Is that like on paper Body by Vlad, like LLC?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah. Okay. Well, can't help you there, but he is a fitness professional and he is a business owner, Body by Vlad, and he is on this podcast, episode 34. Thank you for being on.
Thank you, Rachel.
Yeah. I'm glad you're thankful. Me and him have known each other for couple of years, but we officially got to meet last month. Yeah, I went to go check out his facility where he trains, and it was dope. It was cool to meet him because it's been way too long. Like, we've been connected on social media forever, but for some reason we just never got around to meeting. Did we? We never met.
No, that was for some.
Yeah, exactly. So, funny guy. He's pretty humorous. But I'm excited to just have you on just to talk a little bit more about you and your business and what it is that you're doing in Sacramento. So if you don't mind telling the audience a little bit about you and how this business came about, how fitness came into your life, or if it was originally there from a child or what happened. So
how fitness came into my life. That's a good one. Yeah. So I was 250 pounds at the age of 13.
Oh, wow.
Always bullied, always picked on. No, I'm just kidding. I wasn't that big. But I was, like, a really super chunky kid.
Like, how much?
I don't know.
That was a real number that you just threw out at 13.
I don't know. It was really bad. And
really?
Yeah, I was, like, always picked on and stuff. So at one point, it was like, all right, screw this. I'm going to really start working out, like, all the time. And at that time, I only had, like, what, my body, which is, like, push-ups, sit-ups, crunches. And surprisingly, I got in pretty good shape just doing that.
After how long?
I have no idea.
You don't have a guesstimate?
No. A couple months. But I did
have pictures. A couple months?
And I was like looking back at the pictures and I was like, damn, like, you look good.
How old were you?
14.
15. Oh, okay. So you decided to do it like right there.
Yeah. Because it was like, it was at a point where it was like, my nickname was Juicy at that time.
That's Juicy? I'm sorry that I'm laughing. I'm sorry.
I know.
Juicy.
So
well, that's fucked up.
I'm like texting my cousin, and you know, instead of my name, it says Juicy, and his wife's like, "Who the hell is Juicy?" He's like hella laughing. He's like, "Oh yeah, that's my little cousin." She's like, "Okay, cool. Yeah, that's good."
Do people still call you Juicy?
No.
Okay. No. Yeah, you earned that.
Yeah. So it was like it was a little term they used for a long time, and. Been working out since I was, what, 15?
How old are you now?
27.
Okay, wow. So you're a consistent guy.
No.
No?
No, it's been pretty sporadic.
Oh, wow. So talk about that.
Just a couple months working out, take a six-month break, work out for a couple months, take a six-month break. It's not very consistent.
Weren't you ever scared that, like, you would gain the weight again?
No, because once I hit junior year, I grew like 6 inches, and then I became like super skinny.
Oh, wow.
So I was like super, super tall, super skinny, and then I was like, okay, it's time to gain some weight.
Yeah.
So I gained 100 pounds in like 3 years.
But like, whoa. But like in muscle.
Muscle weight, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I got really big, really strong, and then it was like, damn, I'm too big. All right, I got to cut down.
Yeah.
So now I'm like back to 210, trying to cut down more, 190, you know?
Yeah, so you obviously wrestled with, like, your weight for a long time, and I'm sure you still do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when did you start deciding to train people and make it a business?
So we're standing outside of my cousin's pool, and he's like, dude, you should just become a trainer. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you do it all the time. You're training, you're studying nutrition, you're doing all these things. Why don't you just become a trainer and make money? And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. So I started studying for my NASM, and like 6 months later, actually, I quit my job, and I was like, all right, screw
this. What were you doing before?
I was a grocery clerk.
Okay. And when was this? When did you start your business? Sorry.
I think I was like 16 when I started working at grocery, as a grocery
clerk. Oh, when did you become a personal trainer?
17.
You've been doing it for 10 years?
Yeah, about that, yeah.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, so I got the cert, went to Cal Fit. They had like an orientation, like 25 people. And I was like, so I was the youngest guy in the group, probably. I was just sitting there like a little kid, just like, okay.
Wait, you were a personal trainer or a fitness instructor?
No, I just got my certification. Oh, okay. I never done it in my life.
Oh, okay.
And then Cal Fit called me. I got the job.
Nice.
And I got fired 30 days later.
Why?
I came late.
Too many Cal times? Fit.
No, just one time. Oh. I was like already on the way, and then the manager calls me, and she's like, hey, you know, where you at? I was like, oh, I'm on my way. She's like, you're already late. And then they're like, oh, we're going to write you up. And then they fired me, and I was like, okay.
Were you not a good performer?
No, I was doing good.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's really surprising, right?
You should sue him. No, I'm kidding.
So I sat in my car and I'm like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
Like I just studied for so long, and then I got the job that I was like my dream job, working at Cal Fit as a trainer. Came home and I was like, hell no. I'm going to get a freaking job today.
Yeah.
Went online, went to Gold's Gym. It's in Atomas too. It's like down the street. Called him, came in with the resume, met with Paris. He was the manager at the time. He sat down. He's like, looking through the resume. He's like, oh, so where was your last job? And I was like, oh, Cal Fit. He's like, how come I don't see it on here? I was like, because I just got fired today. He started hell laughing. And he's like, all right, cool, let's go. So he's like, let's do a little trial run. So we started doing it. He's like, okay, cool, you passed. So I got that job. So I worked at Gold's Gym for about 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And then one of my clients is like, hey, you know, there's another gym down the street. Anytime Fitness. And I was like, what's that? And she's like, oh, it's a private studio, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that's perfect. That's what I wanted. Cause
why?
I didn't want to be in corporate.
Why?
Because they were overcharging and under-delivering.
Okay. And you realized that by yourself? 17 years old?
Yeah. I was always arguing with management of how they were running the business. I was like, well, you guys have no idea what you're doing.
Oh, wow.
You know? And we never got along type of thing. So I was like, okay, it's time to move on and do my own thing. So I just wanted to provide value for people and that customer service that they deserved. So obviously they're going to pay for training, but they're going to get the value and the results. That's what Body by Vlad is all about, is getting people results in the shortest amount of time, injury-free. So it doesn't matter if they're 85 years old or 13 years old or 45 years old. I was able to help many different people in different age groups accomplish what they wanted to accomplish based on the program.
That's awesome. So you knew early on that you wanted to be able to, you already knew the vision. I mean, obviously it evolved over time. You've grown and you've learned and you've adapted. But like the fact that you knew that corporate wasn't the route that you wanted to go and more of like a private studio. And that's what you've been doing since you were basically 18.
Yeah, it's been a journey.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, did you work at multiple studios or how did that kind of go with the whole competition thing?
Yeah, so Anytime Fitness, I had to go there like 20 times. Because every time I'd go, the manager wasn't there or something. Mm. So I kept coming back. I kept calling him. And then finally, he's like, all right, cool. You know, he saw that I was like I was really committed to getting that position there. And so I think that was a huge learning experience because he taught me a lot, the manager there. And because before, I'd be really shy of people. I wouldn't come up to people and stuff. And he's like, he would drag me out of the office and be like, go talk to them now. I was like, no. He's like, yeah, you're going to go talk to them.
Yeah.
Like, go talk to them now. And I was like, oh, my God, all right. Hey, how you doing, blah, 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 right? So he taught me a lot there, and I was there for a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe 5-6 years.
Keep going.
And then, and then I changed into real estate.
Like real estate?
Real estate.
Real estate, yeah. Real estate. How old were you?
This was like almost 4 years ago. One of my clients, he was a broker, and he's like, hey, have you ever thought about doing real estate? And I was like, yeah, that sounds pretty cool. Real estate sounds, you know, sales. I got this. It's easy.
So wait, hold on. So you really had to like learn sales.
No.
With personal training. Like, you had to learn how to go talk to people, how to sell them on your service, correct? Feel like you got good because
like you're a manager? As long as they're in front of me, I'll sell them. Like, when I was at Gold's Gym, Paris and I, we were always competing, so we always sell, like, $15,000 to $20,000 of personal training a month. So we always had that, like, competition, but I don't think, at that time, I wasn't really studying sales or anything.
So why do you think that you would always sell people? Is it because of the fact that, obviously, you knew what you were talking about?
I never sell anybody. I just provide them a value of what I can offer. And it's just knowing the psychology of what a person needs and then providing them the solution and saying, here's what I can offer you. And then at that point, they make the decision. So
it's not a hard sell. What would you usually start with? Like, you go up to them like, hey, let me help you with that.
Oh, no. It's always different. It's always different. Since I'm so analytical, I just analyze the situation and then I provide, or not provide, I say whatever needs to be said. Mm-hmm. I know how to communicate to that person.
Yeah.
And everybody's different.
You said you were shy. So getting out of your comfort zone your box, that's what really helped you with the guy from Anytime Fitness, your manager.
Yeah,
correct?
Anytime Fitness, yeah.
And then did the broker see that when he pitched you real estate? When he was like, hey, man. Okay, he saw that you were
this guy can sell, you know?
Yeah.
He probably saw potential,
yeah.
Which I'm sure I probably can do real estate, but it wasn't like my passion.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing, like, why I don't do it anymore. It's because it's great, you know, they make money, it gets cool. But, like, personal training is...
Is home.
Is, like, my passion, yeah.
Yeah.
So when I was, like, wasn't doing real estate, personal training, it was like, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing type of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like helping people.
Absolutely.
So it's not just weight loss.
Yeah.
It's like, if you look at my reviews, people are like, oh, I didn't lose, I just completely changed their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mentally, physically, spiritually, different aspects of the life get changed. And I think that's the most beautiful part about the training is the transformation process.
Yeah, absolutely.
That happens.
That's awesome. So when you, like, over the time that you've been doing this, now you're at, are you only at one studio?
Yeah, I just subcontracting.
Right yeah. Now. Okay. Do you ever want to open your own?
Do I ever want to open up my own?
Yeah.
That's the goal. We'll see if it happens.
We'll see. Why? We'll see. Why not? Just yes.
Why not?
Yeah.
There's a lot of different factors involved in that question. But the goal is to actually go international.
Really? That's awesome. Yeah. Are you trying to do a lot of online coaching at all or no?
No.
No? Nothing?
No. Online coaching is great, but I think people need that one-on-one attention. The accountability, the motivation, and just having somebody there to work out with them.
Yeah.
You know, having a good quality trainer who knows what they're doing and able to help them. Because it's kind of like a life coach. You check in, you know, you guys communicate, they motivate you. Because in a weight loss journey, a lot of things can happen. Yeah. But the trainer's there to help and guide and assist somebody in making sure that they're doing everything right to stay on top of their goals.
Yeah.
So I think that's really important, having that touch. Because online training is great, but, you know, people, they'll be like, oh, nobody's going to keep me on track, so I don't need to do this workout today or whatever.
Absolutely. I feel like at the end of the day, though, people are always going to do what they want to do. Like, how many times have you had someone flake or not show up or give you all the reasons why they can't do it?
I think it's in the consultation. You got to set up your boundaries.
Mm. Do most people usually stick to those boundaries?
Oh, yeah. You get fired if they don't.
Oh, you fire them, huh?
Yeah, there's a contract clause that says you would get fired from the program if you don't do this, this, and this.
That's your contract? You put it together?
Yeah.
Oh, you're an animal. I love it. Dang.
I tell them up front.
I've
like,
never
this
heard
is the
of anyone doing that.
And you will get fired if you don't do it because now you're representing not only yourself, but you're also representing me as a company. So you're representing my brand that you're training with me, so you're guaranteed results, but you have to follow this plan.
Okay, so I have a question. So you can set up your own contracts and everything, even though you're in someone else's studio that owns it? They don't make you do it their way?
No, I just pay rent. It's kind of like you come here and pay rent.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. I know a couple studios like that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm my own entity.
Oh.
I do whatever I need to do, and then you just pay
you
rent.
You just show up and...
Yeah, you just do whatever you need to do, and that's it.
Oh, that makes it
it's like,
so
it's like
easy,
renting
I'm sure.
a house.
Yeah.
You don't own the house.
Yeah.
You rent it. Something breaks, you're not responsible.
Love it.
Yeah.
That's great.
So when you say opening up a studio, that's a whole other animal.
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
There's a lot more things that go into details.
But you'd want to do it.
And I've seen a lot of people open and close businesses.
Investing
$400,000 or $500,000 into it. Mm. So.
Well, what if you franchised?
That's an option.
Yeah. But you'd want your own.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, the goal is here not to... it's more about now it's how many people can I help?
Yeah.
Because before it was like, let me get out of corporate. Okay, I'm out of corporate. Cool, I'm doing my own thing. All right, cool, I'm in control, right? Now it's like, oh, if we can help this much people, how much more can we help?
Absolutely.
So if we're international, we're helping people all over the world improve their life.
I have a question. So what are some of like your core values when it comes to your business? Like what are some things that you always try to focus on no matter what and stick to in any type of time of struggle?
Integrity.
Integrity. That keeping it huge. Transparent.
I mean, you gotta be honest with people.
Yeah.
You sometimes under promise and over deliver.
Yeah.
There's all these different things at play. And customer service is number one. It's how you treat the client. Because they're coming to you out of how many people and trainers, right? So your job is kind of like in real estate. I learned a lot in real estate that I can use in my business. That you can, the client is like the most important. So you got to take care of the client. You got to put them first all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, you give them the results that they want fast.
Yeah.
And when they see fast results, they get motivated. Like, oh my God, this is actually working. I mean, I've had people like, all right, you're my last option. Let's see if you can do it, right?
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh my God, like, what's happening? What? You know?
Yeah.
I've tried this. I've tried this diet. I've tried this diet. I've tried that. I've tried this.
And I said, so why do you feel like yours works with people? Like, what is your specialty?
It's unique to them.
Oh, okay. So you could really customize it.
Everything's custom to that client.
Yeah. See, when I hear you speak, I'm like, damn, that sounds like a lot of work. But it's your passion. You love it.
It's a lot of work if you don't know what you're doing.
I mean, you've been doing it for 10 years, so you clearly...
If I see somebody, I'll know exactly what to do.
Really?
I don't need to think about it. If I'll see them
work out. And that happens over time.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because before it was just, I don't know.
At 17, I'm sure you couldn't customize.
I was pretty good at 17, too.
All right, that's crazy. Some people are just, like, meant for what they're meant for. Like, you're meant for fitness. Like,
yeah, that's when your cousin's like, dude, just do it.
Yeah.
Cause
good job, cousin.
And I was like, thanks, bro. I appreciate it. Good looking out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at 17, that's where I got to where I am because I was good at what I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people got results. They stuck around. I mean, my longest client was 5 years.
Wow.
You know?
That's crazy.
So, and I've helped 83-year-olds, and I've helped 13-year-olds, and everything in between. I help people get off diabetic medications, high blood pressure. I've worked with so many different people.
Wow.
And that's, to me, is like, yeah, I changed your life. And then when you have that, not only do you have a client, they become a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then through that, like Trevor and everything, right? You have, I never trained Trevor, but I've had a lot of like people in real estate and health. And then that's how I got my apartment. That's how I get different things because I know people now.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are they my client, but now they're my good friends.
And it goes back to networking.
So you go, so you build relationships as you're training people. And these people, you know, you're kind of networking at the same time. Oh, what do you do? Oh, you do engineering? Oh, okay, cool. Oh, real estate? That's cool.
Yeah.
So it's not just a job for me.
Absolutely.
Know? Because every client is different, too. So it's like a new challenge. It's like, oh, can I help you? Yeah. Because people will come and they'll be like, are you sure you can help me?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah. It's just having that confidence.
Yeah.
You know?
That's something you for sure have. Does it ever come off as arrogance to some people?
A lot of people think it is.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, you got to not mistake confidence for arrogance.
Yeah.
Because I'm confident in what I do and, you know, what I can do for you. So... that's how I got my client. I think she was 72 at the time. And I was sitting there with my manager at Anytime Fitness. And I've never worked with somebody that old. You know, and I was like... oh,
you probably had to learn how to do all the old people moves, right? Like the little kick-ups like...
And she came in to get a membership. And Ryan's like, oh, you're looking for a trainer? Oh, yeah, there's Vlad. And I'm like, what the hell, dude? Like, what are you... yeah, how you doing? I'm Vlad. Nice to meet you. Go ahead and sit down right here. And she's like, look at me. She's like, oh, yeah. And I was like, bro, how did you trust a 17-year-old? with your health? Like, she's like, I don't know, you seem pretty confident. I was like, yeah. Yeah, I can
help
you. Did
she get good results?
Yeah, she lost 50 pounds in 6 months.
Whoa.
And then, I mean, she completely transformed her life. Yeah, you can find her on my website. Yeah.
She's like super fit.
She became, yeah, like, yeah, she's like living
life.
That's
awesome.
Moving around, everything, so.
Wow.
So things like that inspires me, like changing people's lives.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the fitness industry is such a rewarding industry. Like, I feel like there a lot of industries are, but I remember because when I was in college, I was a fitness instructor. So I got, like, my certification. I worked at Cal Fit. I've worked at Crunch. I've worked at a bunch of places. I've worked at some studios. Like, so I feel like when you just, and I've never, like, I was never a personal trainer, but even just the environment and the type of energy and just seeing people get results or hearing about the results and them telling you or that you've made a difference in some type of way, it's one of the best feelings. And the fact that you chose fitness as your vehicle to do it and you're doing it the right way and you're actually pushing people and you're doing it without injury and you're not promising them results, but you're confident enough to know that you can get them that if they're willing to meet you in the middle.
No, so, I guarantee results.
Yeah, but you can't force them to do anything.
No, I say, hey, look, I'll give you the program. I'm gonna guarantee you these results, and you can do it. But it's not like one of those crash course training programs, meal plans.
Okay.
We're building sustainable lifestyle choices where people are like, yeah, I can do this for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I can do this. It's not bad. It's easy, right?
Yeah.
So that's
what's one of the main things. Like, although you customize everything for everyone, what's like one similarity that you continue to find in your clients, like that you continue to like kind of give to each of them, whether it be a nutrition option or actual workout or what, or like how many days they should work out, like type of thing. Like, what do you always find that's similar?
There's multiple things actually.
Oh, do tell.
Multiple things in clients that I see repeating over and over again. A lot of people who work at the desk, at the office, people in construction, doctors, dentists, engineers, their backs, their hips, their legs, the way that their body is working. It's all similar because they have kind of the same positions and postures, mm-hmm. which over time gets messed up. So the program is unique to every individual, but there are similarities, right? The way we structure the meal plan for each client, the strategies that we use, it's kind of like going to a CPA and being like, what strategies do I need to use to save money? This is the same thing of what strategies do I need to do to help this client?
Mm-hmm.
And whatever strategies we need to use, we just put those together, kind of like mix and match things.
Mm-hmm.
And then we adjust every week, every month, whatever needs to be done. So it's not like actually you get a meal plan, you're done. Because there's different phases,
yeah.
You know, detoxification, building muscle, leaning out, toning everything up. How bad do they want to lean out, right? You kind of control all that, and you educate them.
Do you ever, like, work with other trainers to train them to learn how to train? Like, do you help other people, like, learn how to train? Because you have so much, you have an abundance of knowledge, like.
Only my trainer, or trainers, now I have two.
Okay, so you do have your own.
Yeah.
So. Oh, okay, that's what I meant. So you do train them. Like, you help them and you mentor them.
Yeah,
and
like
you kind of guide them.
Stuff
got
like
it.
That. I kind of let them do their own thing.
Yeah, you let them make their own mistakes. That's good. And then they can learn from it and you can help them.
Yeah.
I feel like that's really beneficial to have someone in your corner that's doing it. And then, you know, you're like.
Yeah, like Gerald will come up and ask me a question. Oh, boom, boom, boom. This is how you do it. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Because he's like, he just wants to confirm, like, am I doing this right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. You know, so it's, I think it's good because we're helping more people now.
Yep.
Just with one more person, we've expanded our boundaries already.
Yeah.
So for me, that's kind of like when you're saying, do you want to have your own studio? I was like, I want to go international.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I want to be all over the world.
Yeah.
Helping people. When people see it, they're like, oh, I know, I'm going to go there. Because I know
body, my blood.
Help. I'm going to get help. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Right?
Yeah, I like it.
So the one-on-one is so customized. Mm-hmm. It's not like, oh, let's get a group together and stuff. Because I see a lot of people coming from results, coming from group fitness classes.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, it's just not working for me. You know, a lot of people from CrossFit, injuries and things like that. Mm-hmm. So it's all like individualized to every client. So they're almost guaranteed results.
Yeah.
And it changes too. So it adapts to the client.
What do you think is some of the, well, what is some of the number one things that make people quit or prevent them from actually getting results? Like, what are some things that you constantly see and how can people improve? And also, like, let's think about this, like, to whoever's listening. Regardless of what he says, even though it's fitness, like, this can apply to anyone's life. I feel like everything that you take in fitness, you can apply into your, like, normal life, because at the end of the day, you have to have the mindset to continue to go. You have to be consistent. You have to be disciplined. You have to take care. If you don't have your health, you don't have anything. You won't be able to work. You won't be able to, and I mean, I'm talking about, like, obviously, like, real, like, really bad health, but still, even if you're dealing with the smallest health issues, they can really compound over time, and it can affect everything else. So,
I was going to say, I think you already know the answer. Mindset, right?
Yeah.
So, like when I said, you know, not only do they change physically, the most important task for me is to change their mindset.
And what are some of the key things that you think, like, need to happen in their mind for them to get results?
Whenever you try to force something onto somebody, it never works.
Agreed.
You have to allow them to understand it themselves, right? So it takes time. So you don't act as a dictator imposing rules on them. You say, here are your options. This is my recommendations. Now, I'm not forcing you to do any of this. But if you do do it, you're going to understand and see the difference that it can make in your life. So they're going to go through the process of making mistakes, eating bad. But I'm there to be like, oh, do you see why that happened? Yeah. Okay. But what are you going to do now? Oh, I'm going to change this and this. Okay, good. Let's see next week. I'm just there to adjust, help, coach, mentor. My goal is to educate them as much as possible to understand their body. Because if they understand their body, they don't need to constantly track their meals. They already have that knowledge, you know, what to do, how to train, how much cardio to do, what exercises do I need to do. That's the goal, is educating people, providing them knowledge.
Yeah, and value.
Yeah.
That they can apply into their own lives.
Right,
so mindset is everything. Go ahead.
Like, I had a client yesterday, consultation, and we just talked. And yesterday she's like, you know, I was hanging out and I usually eat a lot of candy. But then her boyfriend's like, hey, you want some candy? She's like, no. And he's like, what? She's like, no, I can't have any candy. And all. She's like, why? She's like, oh, I was talking to Vlad yesterday and for some reason I don't want candy. And she's laughing. She's like, I just talked to you and I don't want candy. So it's kind of like that. Like, I didn't tell her not to have candy.
Yeah.
At all. I didn't tell her none of that. I don't even know what happened. But she's like, I don't want candy anymore. And I was like, okay, cool. See, there you go. You're already, you know.
Dang. I got a cookie dough habit, okay? I love cookie dough. It's like my favorite.
People are like, oh my God, I just want to eat sweets.
I know.
All the time at night.
It's like a withdrawal.
Yeah.
But, dang. So, would you say that meals and eating right is like number one, like, for keeping your results?
Nutrition, yeah.
Nutrition. It's all about what you eat. That's why you get the abs.
Working out is cool. It's good, but people think that they're going to go in the gym and, like, do, like, an outwork a bad diet.
Can't do it.
Yeah, you can't do it. So the knowledge and power is in nutrition, and that's the key, the meal plan.
Yeah.
Right? The workouts are all the same. The workout never changes. The exercise, I mean, there's only so many ways to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't play around. You mess around with the workout program, too. And our workouts are never the same. So it's always different. It's always challenging for the client.
You never use it more than once?
Never the same workout.
Whoa.
Not once. Like my client for 5 years, we never had the same workout once.
That's crazy.
It's always different. Keeps them engaged.
How do you, like, live your life? I feel like you're always thinking of workouts.
No, I don't need to think about it.
Like, oh, you don't?
No.
God just, damn, this guy.
I just create
you guys,
it.
This guy is the fitness god, okay? You need to follow. I'm serious. Like, that's pretty impressive. Like,
no. Yeah, people will come and they're like, what was that? Like, I've never felt like that in my life, you know?
Yeah.
It's just the way that you structure workouts, put it together. And it's a science. That I've never told anybody. That's like the secret sauce of my training, right? Because Gerald can have his own training.
Mm-hmm.
But if me and Gerald train, you're going to feel a difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's a difference because he trains his own way and I train my way.
Yeah.
It's unique.
Yeah.
That's why the way I train, it's so unique to somebody because they never experienced something like that before. Like, for example, I had a client. We trained for a while. He moved to Roseville, so he couldn't come train with me anymore. Anytime Fitness in the Thomas. He would train for 2 years with different trainers, had like 6 or 7. And he's like, none of them were as good. So he's back now. Mm. He'll drive 35 minutes one way just to get a workout in, right?
Yeah.
Because now he's like, yeah, no, I'm going back.
Yeah.
I'm going to go try other people, and then he comes back.
And that's the difference maker right there. Like, I feel like anyone who's listening to this, even me talking to you, it's like, you just, when you meet those people that just know what their purpose is and, like, what aligns with them, you feel it. Like, I can feel it. Like, there's no swaying you. Like, you tried real estate, like, no. I mean, there's always other opportunities out there, but, like, you know that fitness is your thing, and that's something that you love to do, and your love for people shows. I mean, it's always been about the people, and it always should be about the people, but you really touch on that, and I think that's what makes it unique. And I feel like anyone in any industry, no matter what it is, it's always about the people, it's always about the customer, it's always about providing them with the best value you possibly can and really caring about them and wanting the best for them. So you implement that, you embody that, and I know that a lot of people that listen to this are gonna be like, damn, like, I need to go see Body by Vlad.
That's right. Yeah. See, I just have the philosophy, you know, people over profit.
I love it.
That's it. Simple.
Yeah. Integrity.
People over profit.
People over profit.
And when you have that, all the good characteristics come with it. It's how you're going to treat the customer. What kind of experience are they going to get? How are they going to remember you?
Where'd you learn that from? Your parents?
Where do I learn that from?
Yeah. Where'd you, like, get that mentality?
I don't know. I just have this mentality. I just know what to do. I don't know how to explain
it. How can someone else? Do you have any advice?
Like, read a lot.
You read a lot?
I mean, no, even, like, a corporate world, I didn't read a lot, but I already knew what to do. Like, I knew the numbers. I was doing all that, and I didn't know. I didn't have the knowledge. Nobody taught me that. I just know. Mm-hmm. It's different. Just like with personal training, I just know. Like, I don't have to. You know, I just know how the body works. I know anatomy. I know the joint movements. I know all that. So, it's easy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to think about it, you know?
Yeah. So, I feel like knowing what you're doing, like, knowing your business and your craft, will give you the confidence to be able to talk to people, and then having the right core values in place, integrity, people over profits, always doing the right thing, that's what really skyrockets it, because anyone can know their shit but then be, you know, an asshole behind the scenes and really not care about the people. Like, you may be confident, but that doesn't mean you care about your customers, but you do. And I feel like that combination is a winning combination, and anyone, no matter what industry they're in, they can really take that away from this and use it in to their own discretion, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. People will see it. They'll see if you're in it, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's what keeps them is, are you passionate or not, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you come up and you're like, hey, how you doing? All right, let's train. There's no energy.
Yeah.
You need to have that. And I think people who are passionate, and it doesn't matter what industry, you're going to be successful, you know? Steve Jobs, Microsoft, all these different companies, people were passionate about that. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so great, because they had the passion. But if they had no passion, they're like, what am I doing here? It's kind of like working a dead-end job, right? How are you going to show up to work with that attitude?
Yeah.
How are you going to go home? You're going to take that same attitude back home. But if you're living life, you're living what your dreams about, your passions, and you're exercising, you're doing all that, your vibration, your frequency is a lot higher.
Agreed.
Your customers will feel it. People around you will feel it. And staying in that mental space is very important, especially in business, you know, to be successful.
Absolutely. So. Love it. Yes, people will feel the vibrations. They will feel the energy. That's number one. People can feel it. Oh, send it.
Send it.
Oh, yeah.
Watch, send it.
If you guys are watching this right now, this is great.
It was weird. I was taking a lift home from City of Trees, the concert. And
how was it?
It was good. I watched the Incubus. And it was really weird. The first time in my life, we were talking to the Lyft driver, and before I leave, he's like, hey, man, you're going to do really good. And I was like, I turned around, I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I could feel your spiritual aura. And I was like, what? What does that mean? Like, I've never heard that in my life, somebody telling me that, right? So I think being in that presence and mindset, it changes everything in business, too, the law of attraction and all that. Like, how you attract. And I attract amazing clients.
Yeah.
Amazing. Like you said, how are they going to stick? And like, I never had to worry about a client not doing something, because the people that I attract into my business are really amazing people. it's really weird.
Have you already thought, like, who you want? Like, I want this type of person to be my client. Like, did you already kind of set the intention when you first
came? Oh, yeah, I've set the intention, like, probably a year ago.
Yeah. And that's when you started seeing a difference?
Yeah, set the intentions to know exactly what I want and what kind of client do I want. I have all the different names and lists of clients that I wanted in my business, and it's happening, and it's happened, and it's pretty awesome.
That's incredible.
So, it's pretty cool.
Wow. Just like setting the intention, planning, knowing what you want, and going out there and getting it.
Yeah, because a lot of people, they don't know what they want. It's kind of like you go to a restaurant, you sit down, and the server comes up, and he says, what would you like? And you say, I don't know. He's going to say, okay, well, when you know, let me know, and I'll order it for you.
Yeah.
So when people don't know, it's kind of like, life's kind of like a restaurant. You got to know what you want. You got to, I want it like this, I want it like that.
Yeah.
Be specific.
Exactly.
Especially if you're in business or entrepreneurship. I think that's really important. And you don't just sit around. You got to go work. Mm-hmm. You got to craft, right? Mastery, 10,000 hours. Put your 10,000 hours in. And you become a master of what you do. And that's when it really starts showing. There's like a 10-year growth period, right? Become a master at any craft. You could be a master at painting and become the world's greatest painter. It doesn't matter. It's just whatever you're doing over time.
Yep.
And then once you become that good, you can help so many people in so many different ways. Like you said, educating people. Now we create other people like that, and then we help more and more people. That's the goal. 1 million people, Rachel.
1 million.
1 million people.
1 million people. That's the vision.
1 million bodies by Vlad.
Bodies. Okay, I'm glad.
Come on.
let's end with that because his Instagram name will be Bodies by Vlad. Hopefully, that's my hope. I don't know if it's gonna.
I'll give you 10% on that. You know.
Oh, I like that. That was like a bond right there.
Boom.
Yeah. So it's happening. Anyway, so you guys can follow him on Instagram. At Body by Vlad. And where else can they find you?
Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube.
Oh, YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube.
Great. That's awesome. And then last but not least, is there any opportunity, anyone listening to this, having the opportunity to work with you, get to know you better, talk to you? Sorry, that sounds kind of weird. But you know what I mean? Like, is there any opportunity for someone to come and kind of like be in your wing?
Well, we're looking for trainers, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, trainers.
So you're bringing people in?
Yeah.
You're coaching them? Basically teaching them what to do? Or you're just only looking for, like, trainers?
We're looking for employees.
Okay.
To work with the business.
Okay.
So, and, of course, customers.
Yep. So, I mean, hey, if this conversation right here didn't just tell you, like, dang, I need this dude, then we got to do another podcast. I'm just kidding.
Oh, right. I thought this was a series of 10. This is number one. Or am I mistaken here?
Yeah, over 10 years. Okay.
One anyway. Podcast a year. Cool.
I like sounds that. Good.
Next time we're doing it in China because we're going to be in China.
Not Russia?
No, not yet. Okay. Putin's kind of like skeptical of the Body by Vlad. Actually, no. I'm going to go get Putin to sponsor everything in Russia.
There
Body
you
by
go.
Vlad? I'll be like, look, man, I'm sponsoring your name.
Yeah.
We can put your name everywhere, all right?
That's exactly what you
want. We can make this happen.
Yeah, there you go. So expect another one, guys. All right. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you, Rachel.